This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
If you've ever shopped online, you've definitely noticed that purple Shop Pay button. It has become a universal symbol for a fast and secure checkout experience. Well, that button is actually the engine behind the scenes because it means a store is powered by Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands around the world. From global names to people launching their very first business. With hundreds of beautiful templates, you can build a store that matches your brand without touching a line of code. You can manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing.
And that iconic purple Shop Pay button? It's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet, helping reduce abandoned carts and boost sales. Your customers already know it, trust it, and love it. If you want to see fewer abandoned carts, it's time to head over to Shopify.
Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. And see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in this neck of the woods, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Pop in, say hello, have a bite to eat, and enjoy a pint or a glass of wine. But it's a great bar, great atmosphere. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in this part of Ireland, why not stay at the White Sands Hotel? So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern has been lashed out of it over comments that he made that were secretly recorded and subsequently released publicly about foreigners in Ireland. So the former Taoiseach, former TD for Dublin Central, was on the campaign trail. As you know, there is a by-election coming up very, very shortly. Yeah. And the former Taoiseach was out campaigning for the Fianna Fáil candidate. Anyway, he got talking to a woman at the doors, as you do, as politicians do when they're out canvassing. And a conversation of foreigners came up. And unbeknownst to...
Well, no, she brought up the conversation.
Yes,
led the... And she knew what she was doing. I think... I know this is slightly off topic, but I think it was a bit snaky, wasn't it? It was a bit snaky to be recording someone without telling them.
Anyway, this this was videoed without Bertie's consent and released publicly without Bertie's consent. It happened about 9 or 10 days ago. And here's what Bertie Ahern said to a few questions.
The ones I worry about are the Africans.
Yeah.
I don't agree with any Africans. We, you know, we can't be taking in people from the Congo and all these places.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's too many from those places.
And what about like Sharia law and all that? Muslims coming in.
Yeah, the Muslims. The Muslims. I don't. If you don't worry about this generation Muslims, the next generation, when the kids start growing up.
Yeah.
And there, that's when I think the problem would be.
All right, so that was Bertie Ahern. He's talking about Muslims. He's talking about the next generation of Muslims. He's talking about people from Congo and so on. And anyway, the video was filmed without his knowledge, without his consent. As you said, Jeremy, the conversation was kind of led a little bit, I think.
Oh, yeah, she obviously knew what she was doing. She was leading them down a path so that she could... It was a gotcha moment. And in fairness to her, she got him. He wouldn't have said that when he was in power. For a couple of things which I find bizarre about this. It's mad how Bertie has gone from zero to hero in the space of a week. If we had done a podcast last week with our listeners,
just discussing Bertie Ahern.
Yeah. What do you think of Bertie Ahern? Or we had to put it up on our Facebook page. Everybody's singing his praises now. How do we put that up on our Facebook page a week ago? What do you think of Bertie Ahern? He sold us out. He's a globalist. What's the word they always use? NGOs. Globalists. NGOs.
Yeah, he ran the country into the ground.
Government shill. How quickly people forget and how quickly people are swayed by Bertie just coming out with a couple of things that now he's the hero of Ireland. And that he speaks for everybody in Ireland. That's what people are saying. You have to remember, this guy was in power for how many years was he in power for again?
He was Taoiseach for 10 years.
Yeah, so from 1997 to 2008, so 11 years. He was in charge when we were letting immigrants into the country, when we were letting people through the border. He was also in charge when the country was fucked and the financial collapse and the bank bailouts and all that. How quickly people forget. But now he comes out with a couple of sentences about immigration and all that's forgotten. And now, Bertie, he's a man of the people. He knows what he's talking about. How easily you can all be bought, guys. It's pretty pathetic, I think it is, how easily someone can go from zero to hero just by saying something populist. Now, would he have said that had he known he was being recorded? Absolutely not. I don't think he would have said it. But it's said now. Here's the only problem I have. By the way, he shouldn't apologise. Do you agree he shouldn't apologise?
He hasn't really apologised.
No, do you think he should? Because he hasn't.
He's
got to roll back on the
clarified.
Call.
Yeah. He said, "I've no problem with people who come here through the visa and asylum systems." He added that many African people had gone through the system successfully and now live and work in his local area in Dublin. He also clarified that he supports the Justice Minister's policies on immigration. And he said, "I have said in the past that the asylum process should be quicker, but I do acknowledge it has speeded up in recent times." So he did very much roll back on everything he was saying.
Okay, here's my three things about this. Okay, the first thing is he wouldn't have said that when he was in power. Very easy to say things when you're no longer in power. The second issue I have...
Mind you, he was out politically canvassing.
He was, but he has no power now. The second thing is, and by the way, I do not think, and I'm honest, because people say, oh, Kennedy woke Kennedy and woke Dixon, think it's wrong what he said. I don't think everything what he said was wrong. I do not think he should apologise. You should never apologise if you believe what you said is correct, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you believe in your heart, if that was the case, we'd be apologising every day. However, the one thing I do have a problem with is the blanket statement that people use when it comes to Africa. Africa, guys, a lot of people probably don't know this, is a fucking continent. It is a huge, I think it's the most populous continent in the world, actually. Has a bigger population than any other continent, as far as I know. Africa consists of, is it over 50 countries?
Well, no, Asia has the biggest population.
Is it Asia?
In the world, yeah.
Okay, but it has over 50 countries or something like that, does it?
There's a lot of countries.
It's absolutely massive. So when people say Africa, what are you talking about? What Africa?
54 countries.
Yeah,
I knew
it was over 50 countries. Yeah. It's an absolutely massive, massive continent. And we cannot just use... excuse me, Africa as a blanket thing. Africans, Africans, Africans. My neighbours who I've spoken about regularly to you, Adrian, are African. And I actually spoke to them about the Bertie thing. They're African, living and working in Ireland 15 years now.
You've just said it, by the way, as well. African.
I'm about to, the reason I'm saying that. And they've never received one bit of racism since they're here, by the way, 15 years. He's in a band. I can't remember what she does for a living, but they're here 15 years. They've never received one bit of racism. Guess why?
They're white South Africans.
They're white, they're Afrikaans. Yeah, they are white South Africans. And in fact, I spoke to him about it. Jesse, Jay is his name. And I said, by the way, we're talking about the Bertie Gomes. Have you ever got any racism geared around? And he says, no, because I'm South African and I'm white. So when you're talking about Africa, you cannot talk about Africa as a whole in the same way you can't talk about Europe as a whole. Are we the same as Polish people?
No.
Are we the same as Norwegian people?
No.
No.
We do have a commonality, which is European, but...
So I think the blanket statement about Africa, yeah, the blanket statement was wrong, because if you were to take that, my neighbours who are South African, they shouldn't be here. Now, they are hard. They've worked every day of their life since they came here. They just happen to be white. So I think the blanket ban or the blanket statements about Africa being one big place is bullshit.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. What are your views on what Bertie Ahern had to say? Was he right in what he said? Should he be condemned for what he said? Your opinions, please, to 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Let's kick off with Jonathan.
Now, look, Bertie was caught by the bollocks. He said what was on his mind because he didn't think he'd been filmed and he thought he'd get away with it. Knowing about this is out of context. Bertie said what he knows to be true, which is what we all know to be true, that there's dangers coming to this country. Again, boys, you only look across Europe. Look to Japan, what's happening there. Look to the States, what's happening there. Look to England. The evidence is there for what Bertie's talking about. This anti-Irish globalist fucking cabal in government in this country just don't want to acknowledge it, because they cannot be seen by the overlords in Europe to be stepping outside of the fucking lines. Because let's not forget, boys, we have the EU migration pact coming down. 1.9 million sitting on waiting lists across Europe, and GDP is going to be what allocates our influx of migrants into this country. So this shit's only going to get worse. Bertie was right. He was spot on. He's just running and hiding now because he was caught by the bollocks. And that's all it is. He said it was on his mind. He knows it to be true. He knows what's coming down the line. But again, he was caught by the bollocks. So, you know, this government can keep on denying it and keep calling us all far-right, racist, blah, blah, fucking blah. But the evidence is there. And as soon as this government starts releasing the numbers when it's broken down, you'll see how scary this shit actually is. And it's only going to get far, far worse from here. Because if history has taught Irish people anything, it's that you can push us so far. But when we start pushing back, we push back a lot harder. And the pushback is on. Have a good show, boys. Cheers. Oh, and before, can we not do the whole comparison thing, please, with, you know, the Irish people went all over the world and that fucking nonsense, because it's a lazy, weak argument at this stage and it won't hold up. Cheers, boys.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy?
Now, John, what did you want to say on this?
Well, look, you know, I heard Jeremy there the other day banging on about free speech and about this and about that and the other. So what my point is, and, you know, what my question is to the both of you is that are we not allowed free speech? Is this man not allowed to, you know, speak his own mind?
Obviously, sure he was. He did speak his mind. So obviously he's allowed to speak.
So what's the big issue here?
Like, from my point of view, the issue is this woman recording him without his consent and releasing the audio without his consent. That's my problem. I have an issue with that.
Okay, you can go down the route that way. But the fact of the matter is he made, you know, a statement that, you know, and it's a true statement. You know, you like, let's
hang
not forget.
But hang on, you're saying he, I thought we had free speech. We do. He was able to say it. Like
yes, but everybody now is wanting his head on a stick. We see all now the immigration NGO. We see every one of them coming out. They're all coming out of grass. They're all coming out of woodwork. Oh, Bertie this, Bertie that. Bertie's a racist. Bertie's a fucking this, that, other. Here's the thing, you know. Let's not forget, guys, you know, these people that are coming into our country, this is our country at the end of the day, okay? Let's not forget that. And these people are spitting and screaming at the top of their fucking voices. Oh, he's this, he's that. What is he? Because he said about immigrants? Oh, is it, you know, it's an amazing how this shit turns around. When this man, I get what he shouldn't have been recorded. Look, wherever he was recorded or not, against his own.
And,
you know,
and again, I'll be honest, John, that's my main issue. It's not even necessarily what he said.
Well, can I ask you a question?
I think he was trapped into saying what he said.
I agree with you.
It was bang out of order. I really do. I have a major issue with that.
It was a sly thing to do, but, you know, and I wouldn't personally do it myself.
She was asking about Sharia law there at one stage. She asked him, what do you think about it? And this is this belief that people have that in 10 years, Ireland will be under Sharia law, which is an absolute joke. That is not going to happen. And in fact, I would imagine the majority of Muslims who do come to Ireland, they probably come to Ireland to get away from Sharia law because they want to come here. But as well, the contradictory part of that is a lot of people believe, I'm talking about Irish people, believe that our laws are too weak when it comes to dealing with sex offenders. The one law that takes no prisoners when it comes to that sort of thing is actually Sharia law. So people moan, sex offenders get off, and they let people who have porn or child porn on the computer get off too easy. So how can you complain about Sharia law on one part and then want stricter laws for sex offenders?
Let me just look at what Bertie said, okay? He said, for example, the ones I worry about are the Africans. He said, we can't be taking people from the Congo and all these places. I think there's too many from those places. And then the woman asked him, what about Sharia law? And he basically said, I don't have a problem with the current generation of Muslims, but I do worry about the next generation of Muslims. Now,
by the way, there's only 1,200 people from Congo in Ireland. It's a very small population. Why did he pick out the Congo?
I don't know. Just a generic.
I don't know either. But what I think, you know, and I will say this, is that, you know, he has a problem. He was very careful. I think he was very careful what he said as well. And I don't blame him for being that, because look, he's all over the nails now. But the fact of the matter is, we do have an immigration problem. Micheál Martin said it there last month. Oh, we haven't. Like, what my point is, why are we bringing these people into the IPAS centres? You see all the videos, they're all around playgrounds, they're all smoking crack, they're all doing drugs. Not all of them, just in case you know everybody that's listening, but a lot of them are. And I'm saying to myself, then they're paying them 10, 15 grand to get the fuck out of Ireland. Like, what the fuck is all this about? You know, we don't have the infrastructures. We don't have the hospitals. We don't have the schools. We don't have any. Like, I always remember saying this to you, lads. Ireland is a small Ireland. We can't take everybody in. It has to stop somewhere.
Nobody said we're taking everybody in. When were we ever taking everybody in?
Look at the fucking state of the place. Will you give it over? I was only in town there last weekend. The fucking state of the place. Nobody. Look, we know now, you know, as even as a parent myself, you know, and that's kids that have grown up kids, they can't even get a fucking mortgage. And it's all a fall down from the whole top to the bottom. You know, the people of Ireland are feeling it because they're cramming everybody into asylum centres. And then they're housing them before the Irish. We all know that. It's not a fucking secret now anymore. We've found that out the hard way, and some people waiting 12 and 14, 15 years for a house. And next of all, Muhammad Ali is in a fucking house down the road, you know, with his fucking boys and his two kids. And I'm like, how the fuck did that happen?
Okay, but one of the issues, John, that we have in this country, and look, I accept that immigration is a problem, has been a problem, that perhaps there are too many immigrants in the country and so on. But immigrants are being blamed for absolutely everything that's wrong in Irish society. And that's just
true. It's a huge, huge problem, Adrian. It's on the desk every day of the week. Every morning I wake, there's an immigration problem. Everybody's talking about housing. Everybody's talking about the way the country's gone. Everybody's talking about, you know.
But the point I'm trying to make, John, is immigrants aren't responsible for all the ills in Irish society. Our country had an awful lot of problems long before any immigrant ever arrived in Ireland.
And I would agree with you 100,000,000%. But they were air problems. Now we have their problems with air problems too. And that's the fact that I'm trying to make as well. Look, we can't deal with everybody, Adrian and Jeremy. We can't deal with everybody's problems. Yes, the Europe is and Europe, we all know Europe is pushing this, and they're pushing it fucking hard and heavy. And isn't it funny this? I know for a fact that see Micheál Martin, see if that it was 10 years, you know, say, you know, he was office 10 years ago, he would have said the same thing at that front door. Oh, yeah, no, we did have an
But I think the problem is, and we as Irish people, and this is going to trigger a few people, but this is a fact, we as Irish people got all tarred with the same brush for many, many years. And we've mentioned this before, Irish people living in England during the height of the Troubles, the 60s, 70s and the 80s,
no blacks, no dogs, no
Irish. No Irish. They were harassed. They were harassed up north. You've seen the movie in the name of, what's the name of that movie?
The Name of the Father.
I'm not finished yet. So we Irish know all about being tarred with the one brush. And what Bertie did, the one thing that Bertie did there is he tarred every single African with the one brush. So Africa, John, is, and you'd be surprised how many people don't realise this, it's a continent.
Yeah, I know, I get that. I get where you're coming from. But I will say this. A lot of people would agree with me as well that, you know, the Irish built England. The Irish built America. Let's not forget this. We didn't all just fuck off and do nothing. We walked all over these. We made, you know, you ask anybody where the Irish went, many and many, you know, when the famine went and the whole lot. We built the UK. We built, you know, America. That's why we have great respect in America and Australia and fucking England and Liverpool, you know, because that's what we done. We were fucking shunned out of our own country, you know, by the English. You know,
let me go back to the point. You totally agree with everything that Bertie Ahern said. You don't believe people should be slamming him for it because the Muslim community has come out against him. Other politicians have come out against him. But you don't believe he deserves to be slammed in the way in which he has.
Well, I'll tell you what the other politicians are, Adrian, real quick. The two-faced folks, that's what they are. The two-faced cunts, because they know quite well what's going on in the Ireland of Ireland. And we are all feeling it. We're all feeling it, you know. And they're sending over millions and millions. There we go. I just want to say something to you, guys. We have the ambulance staff there on strike there the other day. And they're sending millions over to our countries. Millions and millions and millions. And I'm saying to myself, these people should be well fucking paid, and they should be the top paid people, because that's who we ring when we fall ill, or if somebody falls ill anywhere we go, a car crash, and it doesn't matter where we are. And these are people who are on the fucking picket line. And I'm saying, and they said it. Oh, there's nobody contacting us. There's nobody wants to talk to us. We know quite well now, next week, it's going to go into a 48-hour protest. And I'm saying to myself, nobody's even dialoguing with them. Nobody's talking.
Sorry,
to them.
John, there's actually talks on today. There's talks on today.
Well, is there? Okay, yeah. I didn't see that. Okay. Yeah, oh, well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear.
This isn't a dig at you, John, by all means, and don't take it as a personal insult. Okay. But
I don't know.
A lot of Africans have actually contributed to Irish society. Now,
I've no doubt about that.
I don't think anybody should come here illegally. I'm talking about legal ones or Africans who are like my neighbours who are South African and are living here. And a lot of them contribute to society. They work in the jobs that Irish people won't do. They work.
They drive
taxis on a Saturday night. They serve you at the drive-thru. And I mean, I hate to bring this back. You scrounged off the dole while working for many, many, many years.
I was out sick. Yes, I was.
You regularly said in this podcast that. So you know, there's times you've scrounged off this government as well. So just
I didn't scrounge. I paid my taxes before I hit the dole.
Before you get up on your high horse.
No, I'm not on any high horse. Yeah. It seems to me that you have every fucking. Isn't it funny this, Jeremy? That you know, and I know why when I get on your tits that you seem to call me out and go digging, you know, about my past. I'm paying my taxes again, and I'm paying big taxes at the moment, and I'm paying my dues back to what I got off the system. So don't come around and start barking at me. I'm telling it how it is, and you fucking hate to hear it. Isn't it funny? You had an Indian neighbour last week, and now you have a fucking Pakistani neighbour, or whatever you fucking have now. You have all these neighbours. It's amazing that you have all these neighbours,
am I making that up? You know my African neighbours.
Making it up, all right.
He's not making it up.
What you hate is, Jeremy, that when I bring this to the table on your show
I'm just saying, John, you cannot tar every single African with the same brush.
Okay, I'm not saying about Africa, but I'm saying that we have an immigration.
Bertie said
about the Congolese. Now, we have an immigration problem. Let's address the fucking elephant in the room.
Huge problem.
Yes, and here's the thing about it. Something needs to be fucking done about it.
Okay, stay there for a second, John. I want to bring in Chloe. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Chloe?
I'm all good.
Firstly, your reaction to what Bertie Ahern said, and then the reaction to what Bertie Ahern said from other people.
I think Bertie was correct in what he said, though. I think he should have mentioned the Congo directly. No, I believe Nigeria is a far bigger problem than the Congo. Do I believe what he said about Sharia law being the next generation? Yeah, it will be the next generation, because they'll start saying they want Sharia law. Look at Manchester. Look at the UK. It's in bits.
But how in God's name, pardon the pun, how in God's name is Sharia law going to be implemented into Ireland? How do you honestly think that that's going to happen?
It is happening. They're trying to build a specific place for them in every country.
But if you look at Sharia law, Chloe, and I don't want to go down this road, but it's just a like calling it hypocrisy. You are a very religious person. Are you Catholic, or how do you?
I am Catholic, as well, you know.
Well, I couldn't remember if you identify as Catholic anyway. But if you look at a lot of the crime, the punishments that are carried out by Sharia law, a lot of those punishments actually exist in your Bible as well.
I'm sick telling you this.
They actually do.
Jesus came and gave us a new book, and that's the new gospel, and there's none of that in that. Now, he without sin cast the first stone is what Jesus said. I'm a Catholic, not a Jew.
Yeah, but
you're very confused by the Old and the New Testament. Confused with your racism towards Native Americans, because they're not Indians, Jeremy, they're Americans.
Yeah.
Which are blah, blah, blah. That was racist.
let me go back to, as I said, and I get people's fear of Sharia law, but I'm just saying a lot of the punishments that are carried out in Sharia law actually exist in the Bible.
Because it's a continuation of the Bible.
I'm just saying, you should stop reading the Bible, and it's all about stoning people, yeah?
Well, Jeremy, again, that is the Old Testament. That is what Jesus Christ is.
A good Catholic can't pick and choose what parts of the Bible they accept.
I'm telling you exactly as it says in the Bible, in the New Testament, which is Jesus Christ, because you've mentioned it. A woman was about to be stoned for adultery, and Jesus Christ said, "Let he without sin cast the first stone," and none of them stoned that woman. So you're wrong.
So there was nobody.
No, you're saying something that was in the times of the Torah, which is what the Old Testament.
There was nobody. Okay, I'm not going into Bible class, but there was nobody stoned in the Bible. Because I'm just looking at the book of Deuteronomy, which is obviously the Old Testament. People stoned to death for adultery. Anyway, I'm just making the point that the Bible is full of violence and it's full of very strict punishments. So, you know.
In the Old Testament, which Jesus Christ fulfilled, we don't need to do that anymore. Jesus said, "Thank God for that. The way to the Father." Thank God for that. You said it right. But what about this, Jeremy? Why are we importing a third of all the people who commit femicide?
The book of Numbers, a man was stoned to death for gathering sticks on the Sabbath.
Imagine that. The Old Testament,
just say.
Jeremy.
It doesn't matter. It's all the one book.
It does matter. No, it does matter to Christians, because the Old Testament is the Torah, which is what the Jews use.
Yeah, but you can't pick and
anti-Semitic right now, Jeremy.
Chloe, sorry, the Old Testament is also part of Catholic teaching as well.
It is, but we don't stone people to death for anything, like Adrian. We don't do that anymore. Jesus said, "Let he without sin cast the first stone."
Let me go back to what Bertie Ahern said about Africans and about Muslims. Do you think he was right in what he said?
He was absolutely correct. I mean, they're missing half the people they gave deportation orders to. They can't trace them in the state. What the hell? We've imported people that have committed a third of the murders in Ireland. It's bad enough we have our own criminals. We don't need to import them. Is that wrong? Is what he said wrong? That we shouldn't have Sharia law? We are a Christian nation still.
But who said we were going to have Sharia law? What Bertie said
Look at Manchester. Look at
what about Manchester? There are no Sharia law courts in Manchester.
If you think they don't police themselves, you'd want to have a good Google. And actually, the most people that are coming here at the moment is Nigerians, Jordanians, and Pakistanis.
Okay, Chloe, if they do police themselves, if there are 10 Muslim people living in Clongriffin, just off the top of my head. 10 Muslim people living in Clongriffin, and they want to live by Sharia law, and they've all agreed, these 10 people have all agreed that they're going to live their life from Sharia law, and that they will act out their own punishment and stuff. How is that going to affect your life? You're not Muslim. You're not going to have to live by Sharia law. It's nothing to do with you. They're not going to come knocking on your door and say, I assume you work on the Sabbath.
Women that have been raped by the grooming gangs in England, Jeremy,
You're literally hopping from topic to topic with these little sound bites. I mean, do you work on the Sabbath, Chloe?
Catch me out.
Chloe, do you work on the Sabbath?
Do I work on the Sabbath? No, I don't honour the Sabbath, but I don't work on a Sunday.
So have you ever worked on the Sabbath?
I would have, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just.
And I went to a vigil mass the night before.
Okay, this is silly nitpicking. The fact of the matter is...
This is Jeremy all the time. Yeah, no, it is silly nitpicking.
No, I'm calling out hypocrisy, lads.
The fact of the matter is, we're talking about what Bertie Ahern said. And Bertie Ahern was expressing concern about the number of Africans, the number of Congolese, for some bizarre reason.
Which, by the way, there's only 1,200 of Chloe.
Yeah, so we believe, yeah.
I don't get the Congolese bit.
No, and then he also went on to talk about Muslims and his concern about the next generation of Muslims. Can you understand why the Muslim community in Ireland is very offended by what he said?
The Muslim community in Ireland are here usually through asylum seeking processes, Adrian. So they fled something. Why would they want to bring something they fled from to our country?
Nobody has said that they are.
But they have to have a reason for asylum processes. You're asking me why would I have a problem with somebody wanting Sharia law?
No, but who is suggesting that Muslims in Ireland want to introduce Sharia law? Whoever said that?
The Muslims in Ireland say it continuously when they comment on women's dresses, when they rape our women.
That's kind of saying that.
Right, and this is your belief that that the Muslims in Ireland, I mean, it just sounds so ridiculous, I'll be honest with you, Chloe, to make a blanket sweeping statement like that about raping our women. I actually find it quite disgusting to hear somebody like you saying something like that.
People in England, when the Pakistani grooming gangs raped all their young girls, but it's obvious we're not allowed to talk about Islam.
On a previous episode of this podcast, we highlighted a guy who a couple of years ago was riling people up with videos online every single day, and his allegation was that Irish people, or the Irish government, were importing people into this country to rape our women and children, which is just outrageously
wrong. Well, I don't think the government are importing rapists on purpose, to be fair, Adrian, but they're not being checked enough. A lot of these men have fled their own states due to arrest warrants, and they're saying it's for something else. I've seen people say claim to be gay. They can't check if you're gay, and that's why you're fleeing, because persecution. You have to have a reason for asylum seeking.
I'm aware of all that.
But hang on, Adrian. Bertie is saying it's the next generation. For us to see that in a viewpoint we understand, we look to England. They're on the next generation.
But what does he mean? That's the one thing I wasn't clear about. When he said he worries about the next generation, what exactly do you interpret that as, Adrian?
I don't know.
What do you interpret that as, Chloe? Because I was trying to work out
I'm explaining it to you. Why are Saudi princes telling Europe we have imported the worst of Islam? We've imported the Muslim Brotherhood. And nobody's checking.
So you think that, so the next generation of Muslims will be kids now. They will be kids that are in our kids' schools, and my young fella plays around with some Muslim kids. Is your belief that they're going to be, when they grow up, that they're going to be radicalised, that they're going to hate our way of life?
Exactly, as other Muslims are telling us they're being radicalised.
From the evidence I see, that's not what happened. I find Muslim kids...
Then why was the London Bridge attack meant to take place on O'Connell Bridge, eh? Like, what's that about?
Was it? First I heard.
Yes, Google it. The London Bridge attack was supposed to happen on O'Connell Bridge.
Who said that?
The police. Google it.
Okay, I will.
Google it right now on your computer. You're sitting in front of one. It was meant to be Dublin. We have imported jihadists to do these things in the name of Islam, but they don't.
Okay, Chloe, my recollection of that is that the London Bridge attack might have been planned in Dublin or planned in Ireland.
Well, the attacker lived in Dublin, is what I said. Maybe
it was planned for O'Connell Bridge.
Who said that?
According to the Met Police Office. Scotland Yard also said it.
Okay, I can't find that anywhere. So maybe, again...
Find it and send it over on WhatsApp free from the official news source.
Okay, but again, getting back to this, from the evidence I have, Chloe, I think Muslim children living in Ireland are integrating. They're playing GAA. They're playing for GAA teams. They're playing hurling teams. And one of my young fellas' mates has said who they've completely integrated. And I think it's a bit short-sighted to believe that all these young fellas are being radicalised. And that
I didn't say all of them were, but the next generation is a blanket statement. It doesn't mean all. It means
it does. Yeah,
some
no,
are
no,
all.
No, the next generation.
No, it does
is
mean the next
statement.
Generation. That's a very blanket statement.
You can't get more blanket than that.
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get your opinions in on this, let me bring in Richie with his opinion.
Bertie was right in what he said. The only reason other politicians aren't saying it is because of Europe and because we have to take in a certain amount of immigrants into the country. And our politicians are basically not able to actually speak their minds and be real politicians because they're all controlled by Europe. That's the reason the rest of them aren't saying it. You can be guaranteed that in party meetings behind closed doors, they all completely agree.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Henry has been in touch.
Hi, guys, there. Look, John, there is on about saying, you know, young people can't get a mortgage and stuff like that, you know, because of, say, people from Africa, people from the Middle East or whatever, right? But who is the architect of this current situation? Bertie Ahern. Because during the Celtic Tiger years, when he was the Taoiseach, he oversaw building projects... like with no regulation and no nothing to it, and he allowed financial regulators to go unchecked and allowed the whole situation to get out of control, right? And it's because of those situations, because of those policies, NAMA and everybody was set up, and that's why Vulture Funds were bought in to take over an awful lot of the properties, because the state was broke. And that's why an awful lot of people are paying high prices on rent, mortgages and house prices that are more than 9 or 10 times your average salary. It's because of the policies of Bertie Ahern. He's the architect of all this, not people who are from Africa or people who are from the Middle East or whoever. Right, Bertie Ahern and his policies are to blame.
Now, and a lot of, and this was actually mentioned earlier on, Henry, that, you know, a couple of months ago, if we'd have mentioned the name Bertie Ahern on this program, people would have screamed and shouted, said he destroyed the country.
Globalist. Yep. By the way, Chloe has sent us a story, and it's from theindependent.ie, revealed the London Bridge ISIS group's plot to attack a Dublin spot. London Bridge terrorists plan to stage a similar atrocity at a well-known Dublin landmark. It doesn't say if it was a country, but it says landmark. So
okay, that's different from what she said. She said it was meant to be in London, or meant to be in Dublin, not London. That says they were planning a similar attack. Slightly different, but anyway. Raymond, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Raymond?
How are you doing, Chris? Afternoon, how are you doing?
Hey, Raymond, how are things?
Right, so I just want to bring you back to what you were saying about Christianity. You were saying that to Christianity that we had something that was similar to the Muslim religion. Is that correct?
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Say that again.
I said, in Christianity, you're claiming that we have the same things that happened in the Bible as the Quran.
No. What I said, no. What I said was both, well, I've never read the Quran, but from my belief of Sharia law, obviously the punishments in Sharia law are quite severe, and a lot of the punishments in the Bible were also severe. That's all I said. Why, is that not true?
Yeah, okay.
Is that not true?
Are they still happening today?
Well, no. God isn't sending floods down to flood us and kill us all. He's not sending plagues and stuff like that.
No, but Islam is.
Are sending floods?
No, they're not sending floods, but they still have Sharia law, and they still beat women up, and they still do various different things within their religion. That, like, why are women still covered up and not allowed in the same room as men? Why are they belittled more than what a man is in their religion to this day? You show me that in Christianity today. Don't worry about what happened 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago.
Sorry, Raymond, if we look at the Catholic Church, is the ultimate in terms of discriminating against women.
Yeah.
Women can't become priests.
Can I just put in there? They waited over 50 years to do the priests and what they've done to all the people over here. And they waited until they were dead until they could do it, and the government did. So Sharia law and Islam is the next generation of all this sort of stuff to happen. Okay, and Bertie was right in what he said.
Again, I want to just clarify what I just said, Raymond, and it's easy to overlook when you talk about discrimination or misogyny against women in Islam. Women in the Catholic Church still to this day are not allowed to become priests. So they are second-class citizens in the eyes of the Church.
Oh, my God. No comparison that to Afghanistan, to the women that are living in Afghanistan.
No. I'm saying the Taliban are an absolute nutjob regime.
What book did he read from? What book did he read from?
Sorry, not everybody interprets the Quran in the same way. Most countries do not interpret the Quran in the way in which they're doing it in Afghanistan.
The newer scholars that are today, believe to make things legal, if you like to call it. But if you look back at the original beliefs that have been in the Quran, okay, from when it first started, okay, they still go by them laws. So if you go to the Taliban, as you say, or Afghanistan, or any Muslim country, they still treat women like that to this day. If a woman gets domestically abused by her partner, if he went to the police would say, you should have listened to your husband.
Okay, what is the point you're trying to make here, Raymond? You don't like...
Well, you're the one that's saying Christianity is the same as Islam.
No. All I'm saying is that the Catholic Church discriminates against women. The Catholic Church does not respect women enough to allow them to be preachers.
Did he beat them up and make them cover up?
Pardon me?
Did he beat them and make them cover up?
She's up until a couple of years ago, nuns wore habits on their heads. The exact same thing.
I'm talking about... Have you got a wife?
Yes.
you make a cover up.
No, I don't. Somebody's so fucking stupid now.
Do you beat it up?
Hang on for 1 second.
Sorry,
Hang on. Your opinion on Islam, you're entitled to your opinion on Islam, okay? That's fine.
Oh, I'm entitled to an opinion on it now.
Well, that's what it
no,
is.
No, you're stating...
So it's not true fact then, no.
I'm the question I'm trying to ask. You're not going to let me speak.
Umar al-Padri agrees with what I say.
Are you not going to let me speak? Are you not going to let me speak?
What? I am letting you speak.
Okay. You're not a Muslim. You don't practice
Islam. Who said I wasn't?
Well, I'm assuming you're not.
Raymond, don't play silly borders. Yeah,
seriously, Raymond, cop on. The fact of the matter is that you're not a Muslim. So any rules that they have within Islam that people follow is none of your concern because it doesn't impact your life at all. I'm asking you...
Oh, right, okay.
The question I want to ask you...
Okay, Jamie, you're just after the backtracking and everything you said there. So you're telling me if you saw a woman being beaten on the ground, you'd have nothing to say about that.
I've never seen a woman being beaten on the ground, and of course I would have something to say about it. Don't be so fucking stupid.
Yeah, well, that's basically what they have to say.
No, it's not. If a woman was being stoned on the streets of Ireland, of course people would get involved. Of course people would intervene.
I mentioned this, Raymond, a couple of weeks ago on the show about how quickly we forget our own past. And if you look through the 60s, 70s and 80s in Ireland, Raymond, these are facts. Before we had Muslims in this country, Irish women, Irish wives, were being physically and mentally abused by their pigs of husbands who were coming home from pubs, beating them up. Over the years, we've spoken to so many women who've been victims of domestic abuse. Not at the hands of Muslim men, at the hands of men who would go to mass every Sunday and call themselves good Christians. If you even look to this day, if you look at safe houses for women victims of domestic abuse, they're absolutely full. So, domestic abuse is not limited to what to just one religion.
I didn't say it was. You said that.
Okay, let me ask you then, Raymond. What is your worry about having Muslims in Ireland?
I haven't got a worry with Muslims in general in Ireland. What I have a worry of is that people somehow think that it's a peaceful religion.
The first thing I said at this podcast, at the start of this podcast, was...
I didn't get the start of your podcast.
I said, Bertie, and I think Adrian said that, Bertie should not apologise for his opinion. That's what we said. Bertie, that's what it's about.
But my,
Bertie, I didn't apologise, but you asked for a man, Kerry, to apologise for his hatred and his racism.
Kerry made up a blatant lie that Adrian was addicted to cocaine. Okay, so that is a blatant lie.
Oh, so Bertie's never done coke in a blatant lie, have you not?
That's not an opinion. When you say, so if I was to say on this podcast now that you're a coke addict, yeah? Yeah?
Give over, will you?
No, hang on a second. I'm trying to let you understand.
Here, I'm not even having a conversation about Graham Kerry and piss off. I'm just not having it. Get off the phone. Sorry. Good luck.
Jesus, calm down.
Seriously, I'm not having him justify people making that other podcast that we had earlier in the week. I'm not having somebody justify what he said about me, for example.
Yeah, there is a difference. There is a difference between expressing an opinion, yes, which Bertie Ahern did, that he believes... So, and again,
we stating something as fact, like Adrian Kennedy is a cokehead, which is absolute bollocks. Anyway, yeah. I'm getting annoyed now. Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
What did you want to say on this, Robbie?
Well, as I said in the voice note earlier on, I don't think he should have, you know, what he said, I don't fully agree with everything he said, you know, but it was an opinion. He's definitely, I don't agree with people calling for him to apologise for maybe asking for clarification on what he meant. That's okay. But you know, he's free. He's allowed to have his opinion. I wanted to actually talk to that Raymond fella, but then he just went over my tangent and they began to think they want to deal with it, whatever.
Anyway, so you don't believe? Do you believe Bertie said anything wrong?
Wrong. I'm not sure if I'd go as far as saying wrong, but I said I don't fully agree with everything he said. But you know, I think he should definitely be allowed to say it. So, you know, I don't have a problem with people having an opinion. You know, not everybody has to agree with opinions.
So, do you believe that the former Taoiseach has anything to apologise for?
No, not at all. I mean, what he said about the next generation of Muslims, as I said on Facebook earlier on, I think that's pretty much, you know, because of a lot of Irish people who are levying hate against Muslims, it's gonna lead them to be more easily radicalised against us. Now, I'm not sure if Bertie meant that when he said that, but that's what I'm taking from it.
I don't know what he meant by saying it either, to be quite honest with you. I don't know what his motivation was for saying it's not this generation of Muslims, it's the next that he's concerned about. I don't know what it was even meant by that, to be quite honest. Don't even know if he knows what it was meant to mean.
But at least, Robbie, you have, like, at least you're able to have a proper debate with Robbie, where he says, listen, I don't agree with everything Bertie said, but he's entitled to his opinion. And that's what we said as well. Can we all just agree that Bertie is entitled to his opinion? That's what he gave his opinion, yeah? And everybody's entitled to their opinion. We do have free speech. I don't think he incited hate, or did he, in his speech?
You could argue that he did, yeah, against Muslims.
No, I don't think he did.
That we should all be suspicious almost of the next generation of Muslims.
He didn't say that.
He did. It's the next generation of Muslims.
He said we should be worried about the next generation of Muslims. He didn't say we should be suspicious. But, I mean, any fear we have the next generation, I think that a lot of the Irish people are causing themselves, as I said. You know, they're levying so much hate against the Muslim people. And, you know, and most of the people who are doing the same, like that last caller, they don't know anything about Islam outside of what they see on social media.
Yeah, okay, so you don't think
Muslims in the world. There's 2 million Muslims in the world. If they were all rapists and murderers and killers and whatever, you know, the world would be in a much shitter place than where it is now. That's nearly a quarter of the world's population. You know, so they can't all be like that.
All right, thanks for your call. Let me bring in Keith on this.
Thank you, Bertie Ahern, for saying what every single Irish person is actually thinking now at the minute. Snakey Micheál and any other Tuareg fucking NGO and PD or anybody who really sees the destruction of Ireland as a way of moving forward, you know, they need to help hold their head in fucking shame. Bertie Ahern, would he have said it if he was on camera? No, he wouldn't have. But off camera, without his knowledge, yeah, he would. But what you heard that day was the truth. You heard an ex-Taoiseach of Ireland tell the truth, what's really happening here. Something needs to be done.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Jason.
Afternoon, Jeremy. I'll tell you what he means. The statistics are out there, okay? It's big out from France and England. It's not the first generation that immigrants that come over. It's the second generation of the third generation that were, because they live in their own areas with their own type, they're only brought up about old stories of where they came from, and they have a love. And then when they hear about the wars that went on, they have a hatred for the host country that they're in. The statistics are out there, Jeremy. Stop pretending like this is all something new. We're all making it up. Open your eyes.
Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Good afternoon, Adrian. You well?
Good, Eddie. What did you want to say on this?
Look, first of all, Bertie Ahern is no fucking hero to me. I mean, the guy is as bent as a nine bob. No, he's probably the most corrupt fucking government leader we've ever had. I mean, he was writing fucking blank checks for Charlie Haughey. He was taking donations. He was trying to say he had no fucking bank account. The Mahan Tribunal tore him apart. He's so corrupt, it's unreal. But at the same time, I'm not a fucking defender of Bertie, but I thought what that woman done was quite sneaky and underhand.
So do I. And like I said, I'll go back to the point I was making at the very start of this episode. We all have private conversations, or we all have conversations what we think are one-on-one conversations. And what I might say one-on-one to somebody is a little bit different to what I might say in a public place.
Okay? Exactly. And here's the thing. If he knew he was being recorded, he wouldn't have said his true feelings.
But is it not
so
better?
He's obviously thinking that.
But is it not better that we don't
know it's wrong?
Feelings?
I know it's wrong how it came to light. I know it's wrong how it came to light. But they always say to you, how do you know a politician is lying? His lips are moving. They'll tell you on the door what you want to hear, right? But if they knew they were being recording, they wouldn't say half of the stuff, right? Now, he's right in what he says. We do have a massive problem with immigration. But also, some of the stuff he said makes no sense. I worry about the next generation. I'd like him to clarify that. He worries about in what way? In what Jason just said, or in assimilating and being targeted racist? What does that mean? I worry about the next generation. But here's the thing. We have a huge problem. The number one problem in this country, is agree, is immigration. And the only people that seem to have a problem
Eddie, I agree immigration is a problem. I don't agree.
It's the number one problem.
I don't agree that it's the number one problem.
It is the number one problem, Adrian,
I don't believe.
Because that's what filters down to other problems.
No,
like
I don't believe that immigration is responsible
like
for all of the ills in Irish society. I just don't.
I didn't say it was. I said it's the number one problem. If it's not the number one problem, can you tell me what is?
Poverty, the cost of living, all of a whole list of things that led to people getting out on the streets to protest,
Adrian,
a couple of weeks ago.
Hang on,
let me finish. People weren't out protesting about immigrants a couple of weeks ago. They were protesting about having not a pot to piss in because of the price of fuel and everything else. It wasn't.
Well, you tell that to the 17,000, 1,800 that are homeless, right? And they're seeing people and leaving
many of whom are foreigners.
3 months and being accommodated, right? I sent you a video there the other day of that Patrick Quinlan in Fingal Chamber of Commerce, and he got figures, right? And he put it to the chamber, the people in the councillors in the chamber, and he said, I have here from DePaul, one of the biggest NGOs, and 70% of their housing stock is going to foreigners. Can you explain it? And they all shut him down. They didn't want to know.
All right, we'll have to agree to disagree because I don't believe that immigration is our number one problem in this country.
Sorry, illegal immigration could be.
Is a problem. I'm not saying it's not a problem.
It's like that lady said earlier on. We've handed out 4,900 deportation orders last year. 55% of them, we don't know where the fuck they are. The whole system is broken. It's absolutely broken.
But do you not find it bizarre?
People are coming in across the north and we haven't a clue how many are coming in.
But do you
not
find it bizarre now, Eddie, that the people that up until last week would have hated Bertie Ahern, absolutely hated him, would have called him, a government shill, part of the European Union, a globalist, all this sort of, now he's like, Bertie's dead right.
Jeremy, you're putting 1 month together and getting three.
Just because they're agreeing
about something he said, it doesn't mean they forgot his past.
Yeah, I think they have.
I don't think they have. Just because a fucking, like a broken clock is right twice a day, it doesn't mean because they're agreeing with him. It's like when the Conor McGregor thing last year, people agreed with him. It doesn't mean that they think he's a nice fella.
By the way, on a separate issue,
even a dickhead can say something right every once in a while.
Man, yeah, I say something right sometimes. Just that while the three of us are here, Selena just messaged in a question she wants to know. Are you illegally allowed to record someone without their knowledge? What is the legality of that?
In a public place, you're likely to be recorded no matter where you go.
No, there's a front door. I suppose that is a public place.
Yeah, public place. It wasn't really public place because she was on her own private property, hiding behind the door.
The issue is the release of the audio, and that is in breach of all any GDPR guideline you've ever heard of.
Adrian, I want to say something to you now. It's very funny. Did you see the video going around yesterday at just by the John Bosco in Drimna at the Lewis stop? You know the way in the Indian culture they bless people in the Ganges River? They all climbed into the Grand Canal. And know the way the two men hold a woman down, the head under the water?
Yeah.
And they were doing that yesterday in fucking Drimna in the Grand Canal. I sent the video to Adrian on Messenger because that's the only way I got it sent to me.
I wouldn't even dip my finger into that river.
I couldn't believe it. Have a look at it.
I heard that the Ganges isn't the cleanest either. Let me bring in one final call on this, and that's you, Sean. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How you doing?
Good, Sean. What did you want to say?
Yeah, so basically, I kind of agree with some points that Bertie is making, but I really don't understand this whole point that's being made about Muslims and this whole hatred towards Muslims. Like, I think Muslims are great people, to be honest with you. There's obviously going to be a small minority in that religion that are going to cause chaos and be like they're going to be that minority that stand out as the bad people, and that's going to brand the whole religion in one brush. Like, I just don't understand why Bertie made that remark on the second generation of Muslims, because like I just don't understand it at all, to be honest. And I think people saying that Muslims are coming in here to rape our kids, etc., I don't know how that's even a valid.
And like I said, Sean, on the other episode of the podcast, where we spoke about that guy, Graham Kerry, he was making outrageous allegations that politicians were importing people into this country to rape our women and children, which is just so insane, it's not even funny. People who believe that, I'm concerned about people who believe that sort of shit, that we're deliberately importing rapists into the country.
Donald Trump said this himself, lads. He said this the last time he was in office. If you tell somebody something enough times,
they'll believe it.
No matter how much. And Trump can tell a... As soon as Trump opens his mouth, a lie comes out. But because he keeps saying things, it's like if I have to put it into simple terms, I've been telling my wife for the last literally year that I will clean the patio, and I'll clean the patio. And I keep on saying, I'm going to clean the patio this week. And she believes it, and it never happens.
Yeah.
Just keep telling them lies, and they
okay,
will
so,
believe it.
So let's go back to Bertie's comment where he said, it's not this generation of Muslims I worry about, it's the next. You obviously believe that's an extremely irresponsible thing to say, do you?
I think that's very irresponsible, and I think he should actually apologise for that remark. I do agree that he with some of his other remarks that he made, that we do have an immigration problem, but I do think that Jim O'Callaghan is doing a better job than Roger O'Gorman and Helen McEntee in the previous government coalition. But I do think that Bertie should rephrase that.
Okay, so you don't necessarily have an issue with his comments on immigration and us having too much immigration, but saying he's concerned about the next generation of Muslims, you think is very irresponsible.
Yeah, like I go to Muslim countries every year, and I don't see the problem. I think they're very nice, decent people, and I just think Bertie definitely needs to rephrase that and come out with an apology.
But Sean, you're coming from an area where you know what you're talking about. I think a lot of the people who despise Islam and don't trust Muslims, they've never stepped foot outside Ireland. They've never been to a Muslim country. They don't have any Muslim friends. All they believe is what they're being fed by the likes of that scumbag Tommy Robinson, who literally, like, if you look the way the algorithm works in social media, lads, people who would have doubts about Islam and who would worry about Muslims, every time they go online, they're going to be fed videos from far right groups, and it literally gets inside your head and inside your
head. And you eventually believe everything.
And you eventually believe everything. So myself and Adrian have a friend, but she's a former friend, and she was just a normal person up until about 2 years ago, and she went down this rabbit hole.
And it was about 6 years ago during the start of COVID.
And now she thinks like that your phone, the 5G is frying your brain, and that
I know that
we have the marks of the devil on us. Now Adrian does have the mark of the devil on us, but that's a topic for another day. Thanks, Sean.
No worries. Thanks very much, guys.
Good to talk to you, Sean.
A bit of sense there. And, that, and that's the truth, guys. You know, not all Muslims are the same. Not all Christians are the same. A lot of the atrocities, a lot of the shootings that are carried out in the States are carried out by so-called Christians. You cannot, and that's the bottom line about this conversation. We peel back all the bullshit, yeah? You cannot tar everyone with the same brush. We were tarred as Irish people with the same brush for years and years and years.
And when it came to Muslims, that's exactly what Bertie did, whether he realises or accepts it or not. Let me squeeze in one final opinion from Colm.
Listen, if we were all fucking recorded in private, the world would fucking fall apart. If all of our opinions and true opinions came out behind closed doors, there'd be fucking World War 45. So I think it was very unfair on Bertie, even though I'm not a fan of the fucking prick. But at the end of the day, what's next? Is your conversation with Jeremy's going to be, when you go out for lunch, going to be recorded? Are my conversations going to be recorded when I go pick my daughter from school now? Where does it end? But fuck Bertie anyway, but I just wanted to add that in. This new fucking thing where everything's being recorded and he said the truth, and it's a lot of bollocks. Where's it going to end?
I agree with you 100%, Colm. And John?
Now, just to make the point clear, lads, I was never a Bertie Ahern fan, and never was, never will be. Same as, you know, he's the same as this government, another shower of scumbags that are trying to tell us this and tell us that and tell us this. But here's the thing, we're not fucking stupid. The Irish people aren't stupid. We know when we're being taken for a ride, and we are being taken for a ride with the immigration, you know. And it is what Eddie said there as well. It is the number one problem. Let's face facts here, guys. I'm not the same as he is already at the start of the show. From the minute I wake up to the night I go to bed, immigration, immigration, immigration. You said something about poverty there earlier on, Asian. You know, do you know why? Because we're paying fucking millions upon millions and billions for immigration.
All right, millions and billions, John. Millions and billions.
Again, John, you're falling for the trap. Blame immigrants on your woes.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, hit subscribe or follow, and we will catch you on the next episode of the podcast.